Pat Donnell is a Jaguars fan. He says he grew up with the team.
The Pittsburgh game at home in 96, Brunell came in, saved the day. You know, it's the kind of thing that me and my dad did when I was little. We'd hop in the truck and drive down to the stadium, eat peanuts, throw them out the window. So that was always fun.
Donnell says he doesn't really remember times without the Jaguars. He's part of a dedicated fan base of millennials who own their love for the 20-year-old team. Some of them have coined the term Generation Jaguar.
I'm going to go to the game. I'm going to cheer my head off. I'm going to support them no matter what. It's our team. There's no going back from it.
And Jaguars staff notices the passion from millennials, says marketing VP Steve Ziff.
Younger fans, I think, are a little bit different in that they want to see a little bit more. They want more access. They want to be behind the scenes more, and they want to know more about the players.
He says young fans want to interact, and that's why at games, fans' social media photos appear on the scoreboard.
Fans are rewarded with the ability to kind of take pictures and curate their experience from inside the stadium.
And there's a Jaguars-themed texting keyboard fans can download to their phones to add some team spirit to their conversations.
For example, the Scobie Firehouse sub emojis.
That's because when player Josh Scobie kicks a field goal of at least 40 yards, fans can redeem a free meal with their ticket stub. And a lot of these 20-something Jaguar fans have formed communities. There's a Generation Jaguar blog and popular fan groups that attend games together, like Teal Street Hooligans and the Bold City Brigade. Tim McGugan is a vice president of the Bold City Brigade. He says last year they signed up nearly 3,500 members. The group tailgates together and cheers together in the same seating section. But he says it's not only about football.
So it's not just Jaguars. It's Jacksonville. It's a combination of both. Both were kind of under the radar at the time, and people were disrespecting the team and disrespecting the city all in one sentence if you read a national article. And we're sick and tired of it, honestly. We wanted to stand up.
The Brigade's slogan is Duval Till We Die. It's chanted on their YouTube video and stamped on their shirts. Their logo is the phrase under a teal Jacksonville skyline on top of a black shield. But those aren't the only fan-based tees popping up at games. Austin Ellis sells his screen-printed designs at the games and makes shirts for the fan group Teal Street Hooligans.
I hated everything that, you know, Reebok was doing or that you could buy at any of the sports retailers around town. They were just boring and they weren't me at all.
He's printing a design that looks like something a punk band would sell at a back corner table during a show. There's a photo of a former Jaguar player, Jimmy Smith, going crazy with fans at a tailgate.
And above it, it says, "When we bleed, we will bleed teal and black."
He says he started off just selling shirts to his friends at shows where hardcore bands played.
I mean, it started off, if I sold 10 shirts, I was excited. Like, whoa, I can't believe I did this.
His best-selling design was one mimicking the popular logo used for the hip-hop group Run DMC, but he changed DMC to MJD after the former Jaguar running back Maurice Jones-Drew.
I think almost every sports shop in town carried it at some point. If it was printed by me or somebody that saw the design and printed it himself, it was all over the place.
Tonight he's printing 200 shirts, and he hopes to sell about 50 at Friday's game. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.